And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in the state of Tennessee, where death row is back in business. Tennessee's death row will resume executions in 2025 with a new lethal injection protocol, bringing justice back to a system stalled since 2022. While critics obviously are objecting, advocates for victims' families point out the stark contrast. These inmates, they receive a controlled, humane process and time to make peace. Luxuries never afforded to those they murdered. The state's 46 death row inmates have waited years for justice to be carried out, while victims' families endure what one advocate called a torturous wait for closure. Three Chicago school administrators learned a valuable lesson about due process. Don't play vigilante after midnight. The principal, dean, and basketball coach face felony charges after tracking stolen AirPods to a student's house and letting themselves in. Turns out avoiding paperwork isn't a legal defense for home invasion. An Ohio meat supplier just discovered the true cost of cheap labor, $3.7 million. Freshmark's hiring manager spent 5 years helping illegal immigrants steal American identities before federal agents crashed the party. The incoming Trump administration promises more such surprises for companies playing identity theft roulette. Some high school science students in Virginia just embarrassed Pfizer's entire quality control department. Their FDA-guided research found vaccine DNA contamination up to 470 times above safety limits. A big shocker there. Pfizer's marketing department was unavailable for comment on being outsmarted by teenagers. Justin Trudeau's dramatic exit from Canadian politics came with all of his signature style. A teary farewell over a family dinner and one last lecture about fighting internal battles. The Alliance Defending Freedom scored another victory for religious liberty as an Ohio teacher walked away with $450,000 for refusing to use preferred pronouns. The school district learned an expensive lesson about forcing staff to violate their beliefs. The check should arrive with the correct pronouns attached. The latest poll from Parents Defending Education confirms what most Americans already knew. Parents aren't thrilled about schools teaching gender ideology to elementary students. A whopping 75% oppose those lessons, suggesting that common sense hasn't completely abandoned the education system, though it's very close. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.